When he enters the territory of which Eutropia is the capital, the traveler sees not one city, but many, of equal size and not unlike one another, scattered over a vast rolling plateau. Eutropia is not one, but all these cities together. Only one is inhabited at a time, the others are empty, and this process is carried out in rotation. Now I shall tell you how. On the day when Eutropia's inhabitants feel the grip of weariness and no one can bear any longer his job, his relatives, his house and his life, debts, the people he must greet or who must greet him, then the whole citizenry decides to move to the next city, which is there waiting for them, empty and good as new. There each will take up a new job, a different wife, will see another landscape on opening his window, and will spend his time with different pastimes, friends, gossip. So their life is renewed from move to move, among cities whose exposure or declivity or streams or winds make each site somehow different from the others. Since their society is ordered without great distinctions of wealth or authority, the passage from one function to another takes place almost without jolts. Variety is guaranteed by the multiple assignments, so that in the span of a lifetime, a man rarely returns to a job that has already been his. Thus, the city repeats its life, identical, shifting up and down on its empty chessboard. The inhabitants repeat the same scenes, with the action changed. They repeat the same speeches, with variously combined accents. They open alternate mouths in identical yawns. Alone, among all the cities of the empire, Eutropia remains always the same. Mercury, god of the fickle, to whom the city is sacred, worked this ambiguous miracle.